a little conflict broke out during a protest at Columbus Park on the corner of Niagara Street and Porter Avenue. An elderly resident stood alone and up against more than a dozen protesters.
Natives should go back where they came from.
You're going to seriously keep telling that to Native Americans? Like, come on.
Protesters were demanding the removal of the Christopher Columbus statue. Some, like Joseph Hill, says the city needs to do more than just remove the statue. He says the name of the holiday needs to be changed to Indigenous Peoples Day.
Well, 60 cities have declared Indigenous Peoples Day. So 60 cities across the country are celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. They are no longer celebrating Genocide Day. And I choose those words wisely, because that's what he brought with him. Genocide is the absolute destruction of a people. So we're doing what we can. We've got young people here that, you know, they're probably not being taught this in school. And we don't want to fight with the Italian American community. We want them to know the truth, because we have all been subjected to an educational system that never taught us the truth.
Before the protesters arrived, city workers power washed graffiti from the statue. For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.